Well, for some reason, the eye patients, as we call them, not family, always seem to go a little bit, I'll say disorientated, that's been polite, crazy, really, at night. I don't know what it was, whether it was eye drops or disorientation with having iPads on. And the main thing about an eye patient was to keep them still, because the cataracts and that weren't so readily done. I mean, they were done, but it was a different technique or a more involved technique, and there again it was bed rest. So you can imagine if an eye patient was jumping up and down, you'd just think, you've got to keep them still, but as I say, they just seem to go off on a tangent at night.
No, it was that quite difficult to, I imagine,
yes,
really
to try and keep them, well, from doing any damage really, you know, after the surgery. And I think it was quite eerie being on nights, and sort of we were always aware that patients could die in the sleep, you know, and so we were trying to observe but be, you know, not sort of intrusive really, so we were creeping about, you know. But the night sisters came round. They came round three times. They did an early evening round. Well, early evening, about 10 or 11, depending how busy they were. And we were expected to know the names and the diagnosis of each patient. And we're talking about 34 people. And you probably, you might, when we're in charge of the ward, that might be your first night, you know, so we quickly did. You quickly got that into your head because, you know, she was not very happy if you didn't know who you were nursing and their name.